here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 20th of April, 2015. It's the anniversary of the Ludlow Massacre in 1914, Ludlow, Colorado, when the National Guard opened fire on a group of striking coal miners who were working for a mine owned by the Rockefeller family, which was paying the National Guard's wages. The miners, 8,000 of them, were protesting low pay, terrible working conditions, corrupt management, towns completely controlled by the mining company. 13 were shot and killed trying to escape. Dozens of people died in days of rioting that followed. A group of 11 children, two women, burned to death in one of the mining pits. Wallace Stegner called it one of the bleakest and blackest episodes of American labor history. It's the birthday of Sebastian Faulks, born in Newbury, England, 1953, author of a couple of best-selling novels, The Girl at the Lion d'Or and his 1993 novel Birdsong. Sebastian Faulks, who was commissioned by the estate of Ian Fleming to write a James Bond novel to celebrate Ian Fleming's centenary, and he wrote one, Devil May Care. With James Bond in Paris at the height of the Cold War, a beautiful woman at his side, danger around every corner. Sebastian Faulks said he was surprised how well James Bond books stood up. The secret, he said, was the sense of jeopardy that Fleming creates about his hero and a certain playfulness in the narrative details and a crisp journalistic style that has not dated. And it's the birthday of the fantasy writer Peter S. Beagle, New York City, 1939, best known for The Last Unicorn, the story of a unicorn who realizes she is the last unicorn who is not imprisoned and sets out on a quest to free the others. Peter S. Beagle, who said, "Imagination is a muscle, and it has to be worked out." Here's a poem for today by Louise Glick entitled Widows. My mother is playing cards with my aunt, spite and malice, the family pastime, the game my grandmother taught all her daughters. Midsummer, too hot to go out. Today my aunt's ahead, she's getting the good cards. My mother's dragging, having trouble with her concentration. She can't get used to her own bed this summer. She had no trouble last summer getting used to the floor. She learned to sleep there, to be near my father. He was dying. He got a special bed. My aunt doesn't give an inch, doesn't make allowance for my mother's weariness. It's how they were raised. You show respect by fighting. To let up insults the opponent. Each player has one pile to the left, five cards in the hand. It's good to stay inside on days like this, to stay where it's cool. And this is better than other games, better than solitaire. My grandmother thought ahead. She prepared her daughters. They have cards. They have each other. They don't need any more companionship. All afternoon, the game goes on, but the sun doesn't move. It just keeps beating down, turning the grass yellow. That's how it must seem to my mother. And then, suddenly, something is over. My aunt's been at it longer. Maybe that's why she's playing better. Her cards evaporate. That's what you want. That's the object. In the end, the one who has nothing wins. A poem by Louise Glick, Widows, from her poems 1962 to 2012. Published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. And by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games. Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.